It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM/FM.
Also, find us online, WGNSradio.com. We have those Android and iPhone apps where you can listen anywhere. Tell you, I bought one of those iPhone stereo things where you can actually put your iPhone in it and listen. Has, you know, makes it like a radio, so I could listen online to my FM radio at 100.5 or listen on our radio station app, and it's amazing. Great technology, and glad to be part of that platform. So wherever you may be, you can take WGNS along with you. Let's see. The conversation is going to shift to Success by Six. Jennifer Smith joins us here from the United Way Success by Six. And Jennifer, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Tell us again what Success by Six is all about, because it's been a while since we've had the chance to speak.
Right. Success by Six is a United Way initiative that focuses primarily on healthy development and kindergarten readiness for children birth to age six. So we provide different resources in the community for parents and teachers, healthcare providers, on how to help with that healthy development and, again, the kindergarten readiness. And we have a new program, Active Learning, that has started here recently that I'll talk a little bit more about today.
That sounds great. Now, do you do – are you in the schools or in the community? I mean, where do people actually utilize Success by Six?
Success by Six, we've got a couple different outlets. We have our Born Learning materials that go home through MTMC to all the new parents. So they're in the hospitals. Also, we have our Active Learning materials that are in daycares and available on our website. So we also have a great partnership with city schools and county schools getting those materials out as well. And we have a wonderful committee that helps us in distributing all of those materials.
Mm-hmm. Now, this information is used by the parents to teach them what kinds of things?
For Born Learning, it's primarily going to be for birth to age three, teaching the parents about their child's development and what milestones to expect, what type of shots to have and checkups at different ages and times in a child's life from birth to age three. For Active Learning, it can be used by parents, it can be used by teachers, grandparents, anybody that's doing homeschooling for ages 4 to 6 that has lesson plans or basically activities for math, reading, and science. And they offer different topics in each of those subjects and give them different ideas and activities to do, both physical, hands-on, also reading books that go along introducing new topics in those subjects.
That's pretty neat. I thought maybe you had a parent's handbook on how to raise children in there somewhere.
If there was one, I'm sure people would be calling all the time for it.
I can tell you. But that is some interesting information, because I know as you know, our kids were growing up, you know, how soon do you expect them to start walking and, you know, crawl before walk? And, you know, right. Both kids were different, but, you know, it's within a certain time frame generally. Right. Sometimes parents, I guess, worry, maybe my child isn't walking yet, so what should I do?
Right.
So I guess that's some of the, I mean, just one example.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. There's a lot of things in there such as that, and also one thing that, or topic that comes up real frequently, especially with new parents, is when to introduce certain foods to them and solids and that sort of thing. Of course, there's always the debate of, you know, whether to breastfeed or formula and that sort of thing. So it does have some topics like that on there as well.
I guess it's just a great way for parents to educate themselves for those newborns to toddlers.
Right, right.
Then after that, it's kind of introducing skills that they will need to get ready for school in a fun way, you know.
Right, right. And one thing that's really difficult with kids that age, from, you know, again, talking that 3 to 4 all the way up to 6-year-old range, is they have so much energy.
Yeah.
And so just taking that energy and not trying to make them sit down for 4 hours straight, because let's be honest, that's not going to happen for that age. So taking the energy that they do have and coming up with some sort of physical activity where they can get some of that energy out, and they're still learning. So that's really, you know, where the Active Learning materials came from.
You know, there were many days that my wife said, I wish I had a four-hour period just so we could take a nap.
Yes.
You know, and that never seemed to work out quite like Mm-mm. it was planned. But
no.
We're talking to Jennifer Smith with Success by Six today. This active learning curriculum is fairly new, isn't it, that you introduced a second mm-hmm. ago?
It is. We launched it on August 1st, and that was our first set. We kind of put it out as 12 activities or 12 active plans. There's going to be four for each subject, so four for math, reading, and science. And we're updating it quarterly. So in November 1st, we put our second set on our website. Our website is uwrutherford.org. You can go on there and access it from our website, and you just have to fill out a short form that asks, you know, like your name, if you're representing a daycare, or if you're a stay-at-home parent, just because we always like feedback, and we like to know if what we're providing is beneficial to the community.
The being online with this information and making it so accessible, I guess that takes out the need for having to have a physical location and things
right.
of that nature.
Right. It really does. And that's one thing with being an initiative. A lot of times, you know, it's difficult not being able to provide programs, not being able to actually physically be there at each and every daycare facility, even though I would love to do that. But it's just, you know, whenever you're such a small staff, and you have limited resources, having it online is definitely the best way to try to get it available to as many people as possible.
Now, you pretty much are Success by Six, right?
Yeah.
So, small staff of one, but you do get around and, uh-huh. and with daycares. I think you were just uh-huh. recently at one,
yes.
right?
Yeah, I was just at our one of our partner agencies, WeCare Daycare, and they're using the curriculum there as well. I keep saying curriculum, but really it's more just activities. But she's using it. She said right now she's mainly doing the letter recognition and that sort of thing. So she's using more of the reading type activities right now with the children.
Is reading is so important, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. with kids and letter recognition, all of those things that you can do to make it fun. And mm-hmm. one thing that, and I have to give my wife credit for this, she mm-hmm. she loves to read and she's a big reader, and the kids have had books since before they could read, just holding books and
right.
looking at the pictures. And then it went from trying to sound out the words,
right.
you know, after we read bedtime stories. And,
mm-hmm.
and now both of the kids really enjoy reading. That's so
great.
Important to do, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's great. And, I mean, the earlier that you can start it is definitely going to be the better. It's going to be more enjoyable for the children. Right now, we live in such a society that everything is so instant.
Yeah.
And reading is something that takes some time. And so if you don't develop that, you know, passion and enjoyment for reading early on, it's really hard to develop it later in children.
The daycares that are putting this curriculum or these activities in motion, is this something that maybe families can do as well?
Definitely. And that's one of the joys of having it on our website is, you know, anybody can access this and anybody can, you know, use it. It's not something that even the teachers, like I said, WeCare, they're working on numbers right now. So, or not numbers, I'm sorry, letters. So, you know, they're only using bits and pieces of some of them right now. But when, you know, you can pick up in other areas later on. So, mm-hmm. you know, if science is your day, then you can just pull some things from those science activities and that sort of thing. So that's one thing that's nice, and it's nice being able to offer that to those people who do some in-home homeschooling and that sort of thing with their kids, because it's a lot harder to come up with a curriculum all on your own
sure.
without any type of guide or anything like that.
Jennifer Smith with Success by Six joining us today. What type of success, pardon the mm-hmm. pun there, but have you seen with this program? I mean, it's been around long enough to really gain some probably some really good statistical information on mm-hmm. on how it has helped children.
Mm-hmm. We're still working on gathering some of that data, and I just had a meeting with City Schools a little bit earlier with their wellness, one of their wellness coordinators or health coordinators, and she's going to be working with the teachers on trying to get some more data in for us. But just talking through, you know, meeting with our partner agency just a little bit ago and talking with them and the success that they've had, it's been a relief for the teachers more so than anything, just to have something new and something fresh, something that they don't have to pay for, that is free. So I think that has been more of a breath of fresh air for the teachers.
The free part is really big, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
that all of this work has gone into a curriculum because, let's face it, especially for daycares, and if they have to pay for a curriculum, then that goes, that cost is passed along mm-hmm. to those who utilize that service.
Right. Yeah, so it's nice being able to offer this to our community, to anybody who would like to use it, free of charge. It's there and easy to access. You know, the libraries carry pretty much every book, and we actually just received a grant from the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee to make sure that the libraries have copies of the books that go along with the activities and that sort of thing.
You bring up libraries, and that's mm-hmm. Important to also say for the new active learning curriculum. If you don't have internet access, the library has that, so you can download that information there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a good good resource to have. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, anything else you need to pass along to us about Success by Six?
I think that's it right now. We just appreciate the support that we have from the community, and hope that people are finding the resources that we're offering as a value to them. And if they have any feedback or anything that they'd like to see a little bit more of, just please contact me at United Way at 893-7303. Appreciate all the feedback that we're getting so far.
Now, we have talked a while here about all of these great resources that are available online, but mm-hmm. I don't know that we've said where it is online. So
it's at www.uwrutherford.org.
So it's on the United Way's website.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
uwrutherford.org.
Uh-huh. And you go on there under Community Impact, and there'll be a little drop-down menu that says Active Learning. Click there. Like I said, fill out that brief form that just gives us your, you know, name and contact information, and it'll pull it up immediately for you.
Awesome. UWRutherford.org. We've been talking about the Active Learning Curriculum and Success by Six. Jennifer, don't be a stranger.
I won't.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Smith with Success by Six joining us here on Rutherford Issues here on a beautiful fall afternoon. We'll take a break. Come back. Have more of the show in just a second.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.